This is a prayer for you. Wherever you may be, I arise in the same power that gives thunder his voice and decree to the realms unseen. I bind myself together with you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the one who died, rose triumphant on the third day. I arise by the power of the Holy Ghost against incantations of false prophets, black laws of Pagandom, oracles of Plesidis, Hesporus, oracles of Arturus, Aish, decisions of Mazaroth and Orion, choices of the Zodiac, the intentions of Budahish and Keram, K1 and Bosiba, Draco and Hadre, the chambers of the south. I decree and declare against them, I prophesy against them, and with the voice of an archangel and the prophetic mantle, I decree that send even the angel of death. He will take no one and leave empty-handed. Assemble yourselves from the east, from the west, from the south, from the north, and you'll be broken in pieces. Gather yourselves together, you will gather only to scatter. Raise your armory, and you'll be annihilated. Get your advice and counsel from the regions of the seas, and it shall come to nothing. Send your emissaries, Leviathan, Abaddon, Judases, and even the sons of Belial, and they are definitely no match for our Jesus. The Lord, the Christ, speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. Now concerning your health, those on deathbeds, chemotherapy, dialysis, on oxygen tanks, on drips, in hospitals, and those left for dead, those with ailments of all kinds, this time, this moment, I decree and declare your healing from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. In the name of Jesus, you are healed, healed in your body, healed in your blood, healed in your bones. In the name of Jesus, complete healing in the name of Jesus. By the finished works of Christ, and those facing legal battles, I arise as a prophet today and put a decree as the old prophet Isaiah. Those who take you to court, whether innocent or guilty, shall be dismissed as liars. And those in schools, students, in universities, colleges, high school, primary, I decree and declare, even as you write exams, you are protected. Supernatural intelligence to be given to you like that of Bezalel and Oholiab. I decree and declare even supernatural provision for your need in Jesus' mighty name. I decree and declare those in the political arena. I stand as a voice to the nations, a prophet to the nations, proclaiming over those who stride the hallowed walls of political power, including as I cover heads of state and politicians, that a divine wisdom akin to Solomon's may inhabit your minds. May Christ himself be your guiding intellect, your wisdom, steering you to serve with integrity and purpose. Let not the intoxicating allure of power ensnare your spirit. I call you forth from the tangled webs of deceit, spun by globalists, liberals with global interests, freeing you from the snares of liberal vices. In this resolute declaration, may clarity and truth light your path. I pray for you this day concerning your prosperity. Those in business facing liquidation, the financial leakages are stopped and averted. Money is coming. Deals shall not fall through in the name of Jesus. Every contract shall come through. Every investment in the name of Jesus shall be matured. I decree and declare your job is secured. Careers solidified. I decree and declare debt cancellation. Debts have been canceled in the name of Jesus. You shall live with more this year, this very year. Your prosperity shall be recorded in time. No poverty shall come to you. In the name of Jesus, clients shall gravitate towards your business, drawn by an inexorable tide of fate and necessity, seeking the sanctuary of your expertise, insight, and even your goods. In the name of Jesus, I hold the horns of the altar, and I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that all forms of currencies will stampede toward your bank account. Now I arise again in the name of him who died, rose triumphant on the third day, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. I arise, even as the old Saint Patrick, against cruel and merciless diabolical powers of the realms beyond that may cause harm to your body and your soul. I arise in the name of Jesus, against poison, against burning, against drowning, against accidents, against wounding, against death. I arise through a mighty strength of godliness, the invocation of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the confession of oneness of the Creator of the creation, I arise today through the strength of Christ's birth and his baptism, through the strength of his finished works on the cross, through his resurrection. I arise today through the ascension power, through the strength of his descent for the judgment of doom. I arise today through the strength of the love of the cherubim, in the obedience of angels, in the service of archangels, in the hope of the resurrection to meet with reward, in the prayers of the patriarchs, in the predictions of prophets, in the preaching of apostles, in the faith of confessors, in the innocence of holy virgins, in the deeds of righteous men. I arise today through the strength of heaven, the light of the sun, the radiance of the moon, the splendor of fire, the speed of lightning, the swiftness of the wind, the depth of the sea, the stability of the earth, the firmness of the rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot you, God's might to uphold you, God's wisdom to guide you, God's eye to look before you, God's ear to hear you, God's word to speak to you and speak for you, God's hand to guard you, God's shield to protect you, God's horse to save you from snares of devils, from temptations of vices, from everyone who wishes you ill, far or near. I decree and declare in the same power of the Holy Ghost that fashioned the canyons, the valleys, the mountains, the galaxies. In the name of Jesus, every force of paganism that is throwing arrows against your health, be broken in pieces. Your suffering, be broken in pieces. As you travel by air, by road, by sea, by rail, any means of transport you find yourself in, I decree and declare divine escapes from Shadim, Seirim, blood test instruments of iniquities and wrath. As you travel, you're protected, heavily guarded, heavily protected, God protected. In the name of Jesus, anything in the womb of time that is accelerating towards your failure, your end, let it rendezvous with a catastrophic stillbirth now in the name of Jesus, and be broken in pieces in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And every system engineered against your prosperity, be broken in pieces. I intercept, interject any diabolic weapon shot against your destiny. I arise this very minute as a prophet. I pray against those who have been disadvantaged by the devil to call themselves your enemies. I decree and declare, as Apostle Paul said in his day of Alexander the coppersmith, he did me much evil. May the Lord repay him. In the name of Jesus, your enemies are being repaid as I speak now. I pray against diabolic betrayals, retrenchments, demotions, demonic embarrassments, hatred, divorces, demonic fueled hostilities. In the name of Jesus, now hear me as I decree and enact that breastplate of St. Patrick of blessed memory. Christ in you, Christ before you, Christ behind you, Christ in you, Christ beneath you, Christ above you, Christ on your right, Christ on your left, Christ when you lie down, Christ when you sit down, Christ when you rise, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of you, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of you, Christ in every eye that sees you, Christ in every ear that hears you. In the name of Jesus, you are protected wherever you are. You are protected, your family is protected, everyone is protected around you. You are going to be a wonder in the name of Jesus. And chains are broken off you. Chains are broken, shackles are removed in the name of Jesus. And not only are shackles removed, are chains removed. You are a chain breaker in the name of Jesus. Now to the ministers of the gospel, I push the walls of your ministry. And as Isaiah says, a small one shall become a thousand. I decree and declare, even a thousand shall become 20,000. 20,000 shall become a million. A million shall become a billion in the name of Jesus. And I pray against persecutions, against castigations, against traps of the enemy, against blackmail, against character assassination, against financial loss in the name of Jesus. In this moment, I arise in my prophetic mandate and mantle as a prophet to the nation. I decree and declare to that old serpent, the devil, the father of lies, Beelzebub, the old dragon, I decree and declare right this minute, according to Lamentation 3:36, to subvert a man in his calling and his ordination, the Lord permits it not. These ministers are out of your reach. Simply put, they are untouchable in the name of Jesus. I take you as untouchable. Every minister of the gospel, as you hear me now, you are untouchable. You cannot be touched. I bind myself with you today as I pray for you. I decree and declare, this is a prayer for you. to everyone under the influence of my voice right this minute. I decree and declare every demonic entity that tries to subvert, to become an obstacle, to become an impediment, and to cross to the other side and cross over the declarations made in this prayer. I decree, as the Jews say, never again, never again, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that this matter, these words of this prayer, the words of this prayer cannot be sabotaged, cannot be changed, cannot be removed, cannot be disannulled in the name of Jesus. No weapon can defeat you. No weapon can make the words of this prayer to be rendered useless. I decree and declare that the weapon meant to kill you has not been created, has not been forged, and the fire to forge it in has not been set. The killer meant to terminate you has not been born in the name of Jesus. For this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the Holy Ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it even the least of men. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, rule, occupy, take over, overtake in the name of Jesus. You are set on high, in high position. You are promoted in the name of Jesus. The shackles are removed. You are the chain breaker in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answering this prayer with a yes. Amen and amen.